You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino and the Mayor on a Victory Monday. They're talking there about young Mr. Wills. What a great job he did.
Right.
And against his old team, I'm so happy for him. Doesn't he just seem like a good guy? Just as how he carries himself?
I haven't seen an interview with him. You mean on the field?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Just composed.
Have you seen him interviewed?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Bears, it's like, oh, Green Bay's got two great quarterbacks. The Bears.
I know.
Isn't that something?
I know.
And the way they were talking, when they go undefeated in the preseason, and they were just talking so big, so big. Yeah.
I know. They lost again. I kind of follow that a little bit.
I mean, I'll tell you what. You know, the NFL, I get a kick out of it sometimes. It's like they're so unbelievably high tech in their evaluations and yada, yada, yada.
North Carolina wins.
Number one player in the entire draft. Now they're talking about maybe getting a fourth-round draft pick for him, fifth-round draft pick for him, from the number one player taken overall. Yeah. Anybody that thinks that's a science, I mean, that's a winnable science, like you can figure it out, you can't.
No.
The human element still throws the monkey wrench into it every time.
However, if someone did figure it out, it's the Packers.
I'll tell you what. This running back, I mean, you know, they got Josh Jacobs, who was leading rusher in the NFL a couple of years ago. Now they get this other kid who looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running hard. They're playing hard. I mean, they're getting after it.
We wouldn't encourage gambling. However, we both won.
Yes, we did.
The over, and we picked the Packers. So I think the over-under, though, was low, wasn't it? Like 36 or something. So we picked over that. They obviously scored over 36 points combined. And then the Packers won. I bought a ticket, Todd, a couple weeks ago, and the odds of the Packers winning the NFC Championship were, 17-1,
yeah.
Right? So I $10, I won $170. I wonder if that's changed now. You know, I bet you it's less. I bet $10 pays probably $150 now. I bet it's 15-1.
I don't know. I don't know which
way
they're
going. We'll figure that out.
Because 2-1, I mean, they're still... You know,
it's a long ways, but it changes still, all the time. But I don't know with Love coming back, and I don't know. They could be good.
I agree. Got a text here. Jim needs to stop at Baby Cakes Muffin Shop near the Northland Hotel in Marquette. Fabulous muffin selection with coffee or juices in the morning. There's also a Trinary
Love
Toast
I just
place
wrote
right
that
downtown.
Down.
There's a Trinary Toast place right
yeah,
downtown.
I didn't really like that. That's that stuff that's harder than a rock.
Well, you got to dunk it. You got to dunk it.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go to that guy's.
All right,
that baby cakes.
For anybody
good.
Else from up there, tell us where Jim should go. Tell us some things Jim should do.
Oh, man, the pressure be on. Yeah.
I'll tell him where to go.
I'll tell that man where the hell to go. I told him that a couple of times before. He didn't listen to me. He keeps popping back up. Son of a...
Hot down there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. But I think you're going to have a really great time up there.
I just got to find that. I feel committed to doing that now.
I think you should.
But I'm not going
I will alone. Say this, though. Long stretch of two-lane roads.
Ooh, is it?
Long stretch.
Got an airport?
No. Well, yeah, they do in Gwynn, but you can't rent a car. Remember, I almost got put in jail.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't
now
have a car.
I'll drive.
All right.
I don't know, John. How long?
Like, well, the stretch from Menominee to Escanaba is all two-lane, and there is one passing lane on the entire stretch of about 55 miles. And you will be behind somebody, and you will be going 54 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I got to give you a heads up on that one.
You're not supposed to pass in a no-passing zone.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things you pull out, and there's no place to... I mean,
I think they're pretty conservative with those lines.
I want you to go, because I think you'll enjoy it. But also, I want to bet the over and under on whether or not he gets a speeding ticket.
No!
Some sort of ticket.
Oh, the Michigan State Police is nasty.
Do they still just have the one dome light on the top?
Yep.
Like the old school stuff?
Yep.
It was the weirdest thing when I lived there. I'm like, what are these cars from like 1950?
They have not been updated since 1950. I swear it's not much different than Bert and Ernie, what they drive in It's a Wonderful Life. It really is. And I don't know anybody that has ever gotten a warning from the Michigan State Police.
Oh, they're tough over really? There.
I don't know anybody that's ever gotten a warning.
Revenue.
First ticket I ever got, Michigan State Police. And I even told him, I said, you know, I'm actually working. I'm delivering flowers. I had to hurry and get him to a funeral. And I'll be honest with you, I've never gotten a ticket. He goes, you got one now, son. Just like that. You got one now.
A guy was coming to see me one time.
And got a tip here for you. Get gas in Escanaba. Although it was $2.99 in Marinette when I went through Marinette last week.
Oh.
So there you go.
All right. No, I talk about, you know, you say something to a cop to get out of it. Yeah. If you say you're in a hurry, they're like, yeah.
That didn't go over.
No, they're going to go and write you a very slow ticket. Some guy was coming to see me and kind of, when I was mayor, and wanted to drop that to the cop. So he said, hey, I got an appointment. I'm going to see the mayor. He goes, everybody's going somewhere. Give him the ticket.
That I wonder what their best excuses are.
Oh, my God.
And I know one thing, I've read about this a million times, where they say, have you been drinking? I've had two beers. It's always two beers. You ever notice that it's always two beers?
Or they're driving because they have to go to the bathroom so bad, and then the cop follows them, and the guy goes right past the gas station.
Heard that one.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Has there ever been one that'll get anybody out of a ticket? I don't know. I don't know. Because they've heard every single one.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not going to be sympathetic.
No.
They're just going to nail you. No. You would think.
Yeah. And they should. You shouldn't be speeding. I mean, they're there for a reason. And
this guy over here. Yes. This guy over here.
Speed kills.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Keep it going. What's that? Go ahead.
That's why they're there.
Right.
It's a safety measure. And
absolutely.
We know speed kills.
And especially in small towns.
Right.
Trying to blow past mom and her soccer van.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Passing in a no passing zone.
All those kind of things. You're right. Yep. You're right.
And, you say to yourself, I'll never do this again.
I'll never do this again.
And then 5 miles down the road.
That should have been a passing zone, though, where I
should have been.
I mean, you could see it with the lights. I told that guy that, too. It's like, look, there's, you know.
You were not nice to him. I would have given you a ticket. I would have given
he
you
did.
A ticket.
That's why I wasn't nice to him. He gave me a ticket.
But you weren't nice to him before he gave you the ticket. You were not nice to him before.
He was a little
cocky,
I thought.
No, I did not think
He's a cop. He can be a little cocky, Jim.
I thought to myself, well, if you're trying to somehow get out of this ticket, A, ain't going to happen having an attitude like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? I was just thinking of something I saw. And you know those little clips that you get on here where the cop says, you know why I pulled you over? And the guy's like, well, I thought you would know.
I like that. Now that one would have been funny. If he said, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? And if you had said, I was hoping you would know. That would have gone over really good.
That would have been two.
That
tickets,
would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The Michigan State Police do have good senses of humor.
Oh,
so
maybe I'll try that.
Use that one on them.
Okay.
If they pull you over, they say, "Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?" I want you to say, "I was hoping you would know." Okay. Promise you'll do that, and I guarantee you that State Police will get you. He'll just laugh.
He'll just laugh and let me out.
Like, where are you from? He's like, Green Bay. Okay. How about those Packers?
Yeah.
Huh?
All right.
Vicky just messaged in. She said she was up in the UP driving for 5 days straight and only saw one officer the entire time.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Well, that's a good sign.
All right. Liking
that's a very good sign.
Liking that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oof. So what do you think? Now you're thinking not going?
I don't like that 2 hours of, you know, following people.
What's an hour?
Oh, it's only an hour?
1 hour. Escanaba to Menominee.
Okay, I can do that.
I think you can do that.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get lucky and there won't be anybody ahead of you going 54.
Oh, man.
If you're doing it during the week, you probably won't. You'll be dealing with some big trucks, but other than that, not the touristy type of people.
Oh, they have the semis?
Oh, yeah.
Those log things?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
They should have separate roads.
Yeah,
for...
Did I tell you I proposed that?
Can't they float the logs down the river?
No. I understand that, you know, almost 30-35% of goods are in transit.
Yeah.
And I respect that. But when we did that gazillion-dollar infrastructure bill, My idea, my proposal was to have separate lanes for trucks because it would reduce accidents and it would be just dedicated lanes and keep the cars on one lane, trucks on another.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
I think it is too.
Yes. But it didn't go anywhere.
And could the trucks go as fast as they wanted then?
I'm not on the road. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
And maybe be...
But I think, okay, I agree with that.
Because they throw off water. They throw off snow. How many times do you read where there's an accident? And, you know, it's semis jackknife. I just think they should have a dedicated... Their own little stops.
Yeah, but you know, when we had Peter and Tracy Flukey on and talking about, you know, traveling across the country, they had no problems with the truckers, with the professional truckers. They thought they were great. I think it was more of some of the other ones that were a little iffy.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of respect for the trucks.
You're right. Remember them saying that.
The professionals. That. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we have to think outside the box a little bit more when it comes to traffic. This thing where you slow people down, these roads are built for, I don't know, 100, 110.
I know, but okay.
Cars are built for, what, 160? And here we are putting along at 54?
Okay, but when I went up north a couple of weeks ago, and there was a line of about 14 people, okay?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
But because there was a guy our age, just kind of oblivious, just driving along. Just kind of looking out the window.
Should get a ticket. That guy should get a ticket. Like I get tickets.
I agree.
That guy should get a ticket.
Because everybody kept pulling out to try to see if he could pass.
Right.
If he could pass, and he should have pulled over. I really should. Let the parade behind you go right. past.
I feel bad when I'm flipping off these old people because I don't think that's nice.
Well, you
but
should do that.
I know I shouldn't do that. I
next week's headline. Former Green Bay mayor gets tased from Michigan State Police. Details at 9.
Oh, I. Mm-hmm. There's an answer to all this, mm-hmm. but it's we've done nothing.
The officer was wearing his cap.
Don't you know what? That's not what you have.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Listen. Let me tell you. When I was mayor.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm going to go up. I want to see these leaves. I'm really into that because that was, what, 3 years ago or something, we went to Maine. And like I said, it was beautiful. But man, was it expensive.
I believe
just
it.
The hotels.
Marquette isn't cheap, though. You think everything in the UP might be cheap.
Yeah.
Marquette is not cheap.
Well, I don't want to put a ticket on top of it, then.
No, you don't want that.
Okay.
You don't want
Are we
that.
Talking him out of this? Is that what's going on?
No.
No.
You're not going to talk me out of it. I'm going to go. I'm going.
He's that way. He can be totally committed, then one thing's off kilter. I'm not going there.
Says John Mino.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. When we come back, we got Curative Connections joining us. We're going to talk about the Croc Center, their great festival they've got coming up. We got a lot of bleep going on. Stay with us back after this.
You choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway. It's okay.
It's time to do it. Time to go for the green or gold. Our text to win contest going on right now with Civic Media. And with your chance to win, this is John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
Yeah, baby. It is time for our Go for the Greener Goal text to win contest on WGBW and WISS. Your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize. A pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in December on December 23rd.
This hour's keyword is vote. V-O-T-E. That's vote. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword for your chance to win this statewide contest.
All right, this hour's keyword is vote. You've got till the end of the hour for your chance to text in to play. And your next shot to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt Nair on Air. Good luck. From Jim Schmidt and John Mino, Mino and the Mayor.
Very nice. Did you compile our contest last week?
I've got all the numbers in front of me,
okay.
And so I just need to know.
And it's for total Packer rushing yards, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Let me find that. Talk amongst yourselves.
Was it high? Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think we had a bunch of 200s, didn't we?
I think this team...
No. 150 is what?
Hang on,
I don't remember what the guesses were.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Once again, vote VOTE.
Well, I'm trying to wait for their game stats. They keep wanting to give me their season stats. Okay, somebody let me know. Somebody will find it real quick.
Total
how
rushing
many rushing yards does the Packers have yesterday? Because somebody's giving our major prize package. Two tickets to Frank's, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Two tickets to Frank's. Whoever is our winner, Todd has them compiled, and we will let you know.
Well, we have to enjoy this victory. And then,
well, Vikings coming up.
I was just going to say, maybe we should wait to talk about the Vikings till like Wednesday. But
yeah, we will.
That, yeah. They're on fire.
They're on fire. They're on fire.
Text coming in, yeah. Say 188 for the total.
Which is a great total. 188? That's great.
Okay.
You can get 188 every game.
What did I have? 188?
You did not.
Oh.
You did not.
Darn.
I don't keep you guys. You can't win, Jim, so you can't play, right?
I think I was close, too.
You were.
I would have won that one week, remember?
That is true. We got to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't win.
All right. Let me just go through.
Well, you did have a good guess. I think you were like within a year.
I would have won it.
Yeah.
I won the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
I took something anyway. Just from Todd's desk.
You'd be sitting next to these people.
Where the prize packages.
That's right.
Are you going to the Vikings game? Seems like one you would go to is like the former, weren't you buddies with the former mayor and all these kind of things?
I was. I went to that game when Brett Favre played. And
of course, didn't they like not shake your hand or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to that game, I don't think.
Okay.
You don't really go to games anymore. You kind of had like years and years and years of that.
Yeah. Yeah. 180 yards.
Yeah. 188. And the winner.
Here we go.
The closest without going over.
Well, no. Jim said no. They can go over.
They can go over. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way.
I can't, Todd. Either I gave way. Up. I surrendered.
Yeah.
I
won something.
I completely surrendered. Instead of trying to argue the reason why we have the don't go over, I'm just going to let it go.
It's because there was no reason.
Doesn't matter in this case. It's still Terry from Ashwaubenon who had 185.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Nicely
that's
done.
Close.
Terry from Ashwaubenon, you've got two tickets to Frank's Productions.
So what's the reason
Abrams
for
family?
What's the reason for hit?
Well, it's just like in the.
It's the closest.
It's Price is
it's
Right.
It's horseshoes.
Game. It's just same as the Price is Right.
That's because you watch The Price is Right.
I love The Price
Is If you
Right.
Don't watch Price Is Right, it's like horseshoes. It's the closest. It's golf.
Here's the reason.
Closest to the pin.
Here's
they
the
don't
reason,
say without
Jim.
If you pass the pin, you still qualify.
So here's the reason why we do that though, Jim. So let's say it was 188 and one person said 189 and one person said 187. Then you have a tie and you've got two people who win. Mm-hmm. So without going over is that line that draws the no, you've got to be under the actual number but closest.
You didn't say without going under. Then give out two prizes or split it. They each get a ticket. They go together.
Okay, we'll do that. You come up with the prize then.
Why can't we just do it the way I've done it for 22 years?
Because it's not fair.
It is fair.
If the rules are laid out, it's fair.
Right. But I'm saying if you would ask someone who's never seen The Price is Right and say, look.
Hard to find.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this, my goodness.
That is true. Then
have you ever seen any video pop up of Janice Pennington back in the day in like 1985?
Sure.
When she'd be modeling for a swimwear and stuff?
Yeah.
That was, like, wrong. She was her top model.
Oh?
Yeah.
Were you surprised that...
Congratulations, Terry. We've got two tickets to go see Frank's show, the Abrams family, or one of his holiday shows coming up later on.
Got a text here. What the hell is the mayor talking about? It's always close without going over. Has always been that way.
Well, just because something's always been that way doesn't mean it's right. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know,
no, there's a
social things.
There's a mathematical reason.
Now, how come
why
it's not
like
who's
that?
Closest to the pin without passing the pin?
There's a mathematical reason. Somebody can't go into, like, infinity. So, like, what's your number?
Go infinity. Take a guess.
Infinity.
Fine, go ahead.
14 million. What was it? 14 million and one. You know what I mean? You got to have some limits on it.
What question would the answer? How long is okay? No, that's silly. I was going to say something. We were talking about The Price is Right and that lady that was the model. Were you guys surprised that Bing Crosby's wife died yesterday? Didn't you think
she was gone already?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I would think she'd be like 120.
She's 90.
Oh, okay.
But no, she could have been older than that. I think she was 90. But when I read that, I thought, there's a guy that...
Seems a whole different era,
right,
a whole different world.
That was
world.
The 40s.
And 50s. And
I was surprised. I was like, that's pretty
60s
cool.
And that was it.
That
well, he must have married somebody pretty young then, though.
Maybe.
I think he did. I heard some not so good things about him.
Oh, yeah.
You? Wow, yeah. These guys that come off like these, just the nicest guys. I told you my Danny Kaye story. He was not the slightest bit nice.
No, I know.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get, I'm with you and thinking like, wait a minute, this got to be a typo. His daughter died maybe, but it was his wife.
Remember Mary Crosby? She was an actress, wasn't she?
That's her.
Oh, that is her.
Right?
Hey, she was a lot younger than him then.
Okay, she was an actress.
They used to do a commercial together for like orange juice or something.
Minute Maid maybe?
Minute Maid, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's interesting.
Because he's been down a long time.
Right. That's long what I'm time. Saying. I thought that was an interesting.
You know, I was listening. I get Sirius now. Is it Sirius?
Yeah. Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And I was listening to this great country station.
In your car?
Yeah. And it talked about this guy. This is from the 80s. It was all set in the 80s, country in the 80s. And this guy got his start. He was like a world-renowned barbershop quartet guy and then went into country and made it really big in the 80s. But I thought, oh my God, I got to find out all about this. But it said he was like a world champion or something in barbershop quartet.
Really?
And yes. And then went into country singing.
Well, they had good voices in barbershop. That's pretty cool. I want to get the
I'll find out more about that. I will. All right, we got to start a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about the Curative Workshop, what they've got coming up, and the Croc Center. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. You get 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Hurry. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Love Pella. Love Curative. You have a great Curative. I think people have heard of you. Some people don't know exactly what you all do, but Curative Connections is an organization here in Green Bay that's been around for, I don't know,
75 years.
Okay.
76.
14 different programs to really lift lives in the community in all different respects. And I want to talk about that first, then we'll get into the event that's coming up.
Introduce our guests.
Yes, I was just in the process
Sean
of
Franken
doing that.
And Brenda Jordan.
Thank you for letting me do that.
You're welcome.
All right, Brenda.
Thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Yes,
thanks
nice for to having see you.
All right, Brenda, go ahead.
Yeah, so Curative Connections is a program, an agency in Green Bay that serves many people in our community. We have over 1,500 members served weekly. We have 14 different programs. We serve individuals with dementia, memory care issues, traumatic brain injuries, autism. We work on things like memory skills, work skills, daily living skills, just respite for family members who need it in the Green Bay area.
And that's great. And we all know someone who could use some of the facilities that you have there. Sean, tell us a little bit more about the breadth of programs, because you kind of focus a little bit more on dementia lately.
So, yeah, a lot of our programs are focused, our day programs for elderly, memory loss, dementia. And then we also, like Brenda said, have independent living skills programs, brain injury programs, where where our members come in and kind of rehabilitate their brain injuries. And so, then we have our work program as well.
Right. You've got a big event coming up. Two reasons for the event. One is awareness, that we can talk more about it, learn more about it. Secondly, is to raise a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And third is to have a whole lot of fun.
Exactly.
So why don't you tell us about what's coming out of D2?
Yeah, so on October 6th, it's an away Packer game, a 325 game. We're playing the Rams. We are having our third annual kickoff for Curative. So a few years ago, Joe and Rob, my bosses at D2, said we really want to give back to the community. Brenda, you work for a great organization. Let's give back to Curative. And I said, fabulous. And then it just kind of snowballed, where people who attend the establishment at D2 said, we need to get basket raffles. We need to have a meat raffle. Let's pull together and make something great happen. So this year, the third annual one, we have a meat raffle at 1 o'clock. We have over 60 basket raffles. We have silent auction. We have Tito's swag bags coming. We have over 70 businesses and individuals from in the community that have donated something to the event.
Aren't you amazing how people step up for stuff?
Oh, I was just saying that too this last weekend to my family. I said, I can't believe the strong support in our community for organizations. I was talking about the event, and a lady next to me had no idea who I was, and she said, oh, you work at Curative? I've heard of Curative. I'll give you a $50 donation.
Isn't that nice? God bless her.
Yeah, it's and unbelievable.
I've seen a lot of these baskets in Brenda's office, and I was very tempted to take them. That's how great these baskets are going to be, and there's a ton of different
Yeah, there's
prizes.
A 50-50 raffle. There's a pig, like a half a pig raffle. There's so much, a lot of fun. There's double bubble all day. It'll be a great time.
The pig is dead, by the way.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
How did you guys both get so... Because when you're involved in an organization like this, it's got to come more from the heart than just a job that you show up to.
I've worked at Curative for 31 years.
Wow.
So I think after that many years, my husband also works there. So when you work at an organization and you believe in their mission, it's just who you are. It becomes a part of you.
That's what I mean. It's not just a 9-to-5 punch in, punch out. How about for yourself?
Yeah, and I worked in a corporate office for 17 years before I joined Curative. I was just miserable, just there for the pay and the vacation, basically.
That's why I'm here.
And then just wanted to do something where I'd make a difference. But, you know, like I always tell people, it's really our members that make a difference in our lives.
Yeah, we have members that are coming to help out at the event, so it'll be a blast.
Well, you know what? The thing is, this community, we talk about that a lot of times, about, you know, the good parts of this community. Entities like yourselves, for the less fortunate type people, like, you know, my mom, I'll be honest, had a very severe stroke when I was young and needed something like this, got help from it. We all did and everything. So I just think these are great organizations that maybe aren't in the limelight compared to other ones, but boy, just below the scenes are you guys working hard.
Yeah.
And we've had guests on that have shared with us the admiration they have for Curative, somebody, their daughter, and just people have talked about how great you guys are. And tell us a little bit. So you're on the, it's nothing overnight. It's all programs throughout the day. And like I said, or like you said, 14 programs. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over the expansion. And
yeah, so we have the Yesteryear Village on the west side of Green Bay.
Right.
That's the old post office. We used to have programs there. We renovated it. Denise and Allie really took the lead on that. They're two of our directors and vice president who took the lead on making what used to be your typical adult day program and made it into an experience. It's called the Yesteryear Village. So when you walk in, it really brings you back to a point in time.
Yeah, we heard about that. Yeah.
Right. We had someone on.
About that.
Yeah. It was you, Sean, that talked about
it. It's amazing. And I would suggest if someone wants a tour, they can reach out to myself, to someone at Curative. It's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful.
That's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
With the event coming up, everyone's welcome.
Everyone.
Okay. Yep. That it's open to anyone
it's
and everyone.
It's open to everyone. Yep. It starts at 10. And then we do at 10 in the morning, right?
I was saying, and then it goes till 6:30, right? It's 3:25 games.
Yeah.
Seven.
So
wow.
We'll do the meat raffle at 1 o'clock. We'll do the drawing for the baskets and the 50-50 at halftime of the game. But the 10% of sales that go back to Curative will go until the bar closes.
And you guys are hoping to raise how much?
I would like to raise $10,000. So,
and how would that be used?
That will go towards helping individuals with transportation. So like if you buy $20 worth of raffle tickets that day, that could actually buy someone 5 rides.
Oh, neat.
On a bus. You know what I mean? That money would go towards things.
Directly, huh?
Directly.
Yeah. And we were at that event at the Atrium. The outstanding organization and their drivers got the award.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
They're very friendly.
Yes.
On time.
Transportation is huge.
It is. And that's a big part of what you do, taking people A to B.
That's so important.
I will add, I talked to my wife last night, and if we raise $10,000, I am going to get a tattoo. And I'm going to have it done at Curative so all of our members can see me scream in pain. as I'm getting the
What's
tattoo.
What's the tattoo going to be of?
That hasn't been decided.
Okay.
I would also say with the
I think you got to get it on your neck, though. Yeah. Get it right, right in the neck.
Teardrop.
And a couple of teardrops. Yeah. Yep.
And I would also say to those out there listening that, listen, I'm a big lay on my couch and watch the game guy, not leave the house. But in this instance, I would encourage you to come out, support a great organization. It's going to be fun. I mean, I've been to a couple of these, and it's just the whole day is just nonstop fun. You get to meet our members.
Hear their stories. They like
That's
to
great.
Talk.
Right. Yeah. Great. Great, great, great. Tell us how the shooting thing went with the Packer alumni.
Oh, my gosh.
Who did you guys have there?
Oh, God.
Lindicky,
Don Mikowski.
Frankie.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Paul
we
Kaufman.
Raised
the usual
bunch. Yeah.
Yeah, the usual bunch.
The whole
yeah.
gang getting back together.
Yeah,
that's neat. That's a really popular thing, isn't it?
It is.
Where do you have that? The Brown County Sportsman's.
No,
on the highway.
It's out in Brilliant.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah,
neat. So how many guys do you think you had? How many alum turn out for that?
Oh, I don't know. A lot, because it was their alumni weekend, and they had their green and gold gala the next night.
Okay,
the next night. So
this
I want to say 12.
Well, and what date was this? On a Friday?
Thursday.
This was on Thursday, September 12th.
All right, next year we're doing our show from out there.
Yeah, if
can we
that
do
is,
that? Can we do our show from out
yeah.
there?
Yeah, Carrie, okay. Carrie, we're going to hook you up.
All right,
we will not be the because Curative was the recipient 2 years in a row. So
oh, okay.
The next person will be, but I think it would be a great.
But you can come to a show at Curative.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, that'd be cool too.
Hey, I just want to, Sean. You talked about people watching the game at home, these away games, but. It is fun to get with a group of people and watch a game. I mean, there's so much cheering and so much fun, and then supporting.
Especially every drink you get, every piece of food you get, it's
10%
goes
back
to a good cause.
Right? That's no, awesome. I think it's great. D2, easy parking, and yep. just
and there
great
honestly
customer
is
service.
There's a basket for everybody. If you show up, I guarantee there's something you'll want to bid on.
Yeah, there's. Cool. It's amazing the silent auction.
Are you going to have the dancers?
No.
Okay.
Gonna have what?
Well, D2. Yeah, you know, on game day, you always have the
go-go dancers.
Is that
yeah.
they
still
they
called
really?
Go-go dancers?
I don't know if they have.
Oh,
them
I didn't
this
know
year,
that.
Okay, they had them for years
we
and
did,
years.
We did.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't you gonna do that?
Not me.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Come on, this
go-go
guy's
go-go dancers?
That would be that could be you, Sean. If we raised $10,000,
are they like up in a cage type thing or what?
Kind of right. Yep. Right.
They were on a stage. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know this.
Yes.
But Jim did.
Yes.
Wearing the boot.
But I remember when Mick Swiggins used to do that, and then some girls fell off and broke their backs or something.
No, this.
I remember. So
remember Mick Swiggins?
Yes.
Remember the girls dancing up the thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
But very, very popular.
So is it the same as that? How did
they
you know this?
I don't know. I read about it.
There's certain things he wants to keep to himself, you know?
Of all the things that Jim would know that I don't know, he knows about go-go dancers on the bar.
I just didn't know if they were still called go-go dancers, but because they were wearing those high boots and the shorts and the is laced.
A little bell for Jim.
I know, that's it. It's, come on, 746.
Can I get you a cold drink?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Wow.
And three of them.
Yep.
Boy, he's got this down pat.
Yeah. Good music.
One in the northeast section, another one here in the south.
I sort of say live music as well. So that was just that's a great place. D2, it's right on Armed Forces Drive.
I just didn't know about the go-go dancers.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
And
didn't expect that you would either.
Like I said, read about it. Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be great. We need to support Curative. We need to support all the nonprofits in this community, and there's a lot of things coming up, but... you touch so many lives with your 14 programs and transportation and 75 years. That's pretty awesome how long you've been giving back.
A lot. 75
it doesn't
years,
seem like it's going anyplace.
I don't think so.
It's not going away anyplace.
No, I don't think so.
You guys keep trucking, keep doing what you're doing. That's awesome.
Thank you for doing this.
Once
again,
the actual details taking place Sunday, October 6th, D2 Sports Pub Stadium District. Watch the Packer game, support local nonprofit. 10% of total sales, including takeout, goes to Curative Connections. Kickoff for Curative includes a 50-50 raffle and basket drawn at halftime. Don't need to be present to win. Meat raffle starting at 1. Free Tito's swag bag while supplies last. Come early. And lots of other stuff, right?
Exactly.
And it's going to take place once again October 6th, 10 o'clock until closing time. D2 Sports Pub, 788 Arden Forest Drive, Green Bay.
John's a big Tito's guy.
A lot of people are.
Huge sponsor of ours this year.
Are they?
Yeah. They did the last 3 years. Yep. Yep.
It's just smooth. Tito's is just smooth, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yes. I mean, you can have that like really cold and you don't need anything with it at all.
What? I just got to ask, what is a Tito's swag bag? I mean, is it the...
Yeah. So the first year, it's like a bag that says Tito's on the outside, and they had some nice gifts inside the bag, cool. like a little Bloody Mary package.
Sadly, so there's no Tito's in the bag.
The first year there was Tito's in the bag. Last year they forgot it. So, but it was, there's a lot of cool, like different things with Tito's logos on
it. Swag. It's swag. I know.
It's swag.
It's great. It's Tito's that swag. Sounds like a great October 6th. And, you know, again, I people who don't maybe go out, just want to reemphasize how much fun it is to watch a game in an environment with a whole bunch
and you know
of Packer
what?
Fans.
Meat raffles like, are fun.
Yeah,
meat raffles
because they
fun.
Move so
they are,
fast.
They do.
It's constant. They're hard to do sometimes. I've been the announcer for a lot of them, and you're constantly talking, basically. Yep. So,
all right,
it's a lot of fun.
We'll see you there.
Thanks, guys, for having
Sunday,
us.
Sunday, October
6th.
All right, D2.
We'll keep pumping this. Love what you guys do for the community with Curative.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right, we're going to set a quick break back right after this. Mono the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 47 in Green Bay, 50 in Appleton, 51 in Oshkosh on a beautiful week, it looks like. Heading into this, got the Packers and the Vikings coming up. No place better to be than Northeast Wisconsin right now, this time of year. Vikings coming to town. Packers getting a couple of really nice wins. I like it. I like it.
It's great.
It's great.
There's a lot of stuff going on. We have to remind our listeners, because we interview people, and there's a lot of charity things coming up, and, oh, yeah, we'll promote it. But there's just that week, there's a ton of stuff going on that week of October, right? Because I wrote some of this down. So we're just going to have to remind people that first week of October, that Civic Symphony, and just talked about with these guys, a couple other things happening. So, yeah, there's just fun to support all those things. And
it's
nice
to
go out
and do these things too. They raise a lot of money. And, you know, I like it when they're tied around a Packer game type thing, having an event like that and stick around then and watch the game. I think that's a great idea. I really truly do.
And we have that whole international community festival coming up too.
Yep. We're going to be talking about that with the folks from the Croc pretty quick. So I got to ask, if somebody asked me this, so I'm not giving you crap. Okay.
Never. No.
I was asked this. Yeah. Okay. Number one, how many days a week do you have a personal trainer?
Three.
Does your personal trainer talk to you about food, or is it all workout stuff?
He tries to talk to me about food, but I can only take one negative at a time.
Yeah, and the reason is because I'm thinking about getting a personal trainer. Is it worth it? Do they help you with your food? Do they help you with nutrition? Do they help you with that? This person was dead serious about thinking about getting one, but they've never talked to anybody that really had one.
Oh, no, I'm into this. I paid for a year.
Right,
so
I know.
But I talked to my daughter last night. Dad, how's it going? And you know, she's a doctor. She said, look, you can do that personal training all you want until you address the food side. Not that it's not doing anything, but it could do so much more.
Yeah. Combine the two.
Right.
Yeah.
So he knows about, maybe I should, if I'd asked him, he wouldn't shut up. So I'm just, I just like him to count.
Okay.
No. That food thing is, I don't know. And then we talked about, you know, other medications, you know, Ozempic and some other things. So I'm going to probably explore.
What does she think about that?
Look, so doctors will do what they think is right. And there are some people that just need that help. And so she'll prescribe it, two or three different prescriptions she'll write. And then, you know, they don't deal with insurance. Doctors don't. So whatever's cheapest, because they're all about the same.
None of that's, you can get insurance on, though, can you? Isn't it all out of pocket?
I think if you're a, what would you call that? A certified diabetic or whatever the word is. Because I think that's why it came out.
Obesity would be considered something that needs to be treated. They talk about that, about how being overweight could lead to so many heart problems. Why won't insurance cover something for being obese? We'd be in Fat City, so to speak.
We can't even get your tooth fixed.
I know, but you know what I mean? Now you think about that. They say obesity is such an important aspect leading to other problems. Why wouldn't insurance cover something that prevents that?
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think if they would make Ozempic, or that type of, not Ozempic, the brand, but that type of medication, yeah, like free or very close to it, paid for by your insurance, which isn't free, but I think everybody would go on it. I'm not kidding you.
I know. But think about how much that would take away. You would think the strain from some of the medical things that people have to go in for because of their weight.
And I've complained many times on this show and to elected officials that we spend way, way, way too much money after and not enough on preventative.
I agree.
Like 92 or 98 cents of every, that's crazy. And then people get heart disease, they get, you know, diabetes, they get, you know, so many things. And if weight is the issue, now they're saying that it's the circumference of your, like
stomach,
your belt,
basically. Yeah. Your belt, yeah.
So.
Yeah, which isn't great.
That's not good news.
I was over there to say, you know.
Yeah.
The bigger your thigh, the healthier you are.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not good at all.
I think that would be great. Do you realize what that would do, though, to the economy if.
That's what I mean.
How much? No, no. But how much less food we would consume? I mean, Americans, we
but so what?
I know. I agree. Put a dent in the business.
So are you going to get the Ozempic?
I don't know. I talked to her last night.
Would you have to give yourself a shot every time to take it?
Once a week, same time.
But you got to give yourself it.
Yeah.
Donna would give it to you, wouldn't she?
Probably. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's a super, super sharp needle.
Okay.
And you don't even feel it, and it doesn't bleed or anything. And you have to switch it. It goes from your thigh to your stomach to your shoulder.
Oh, really?
So it's not the same place every time.
I'd have to pretend I was like in a war movie when a guy gives himself a shot of morphine. You know what I mean? Just pulls the thing off of his mouth.
You'd be real dramatic about it.
Yeah, jabs it into his thigh. I would do that. Nikki, would you jab it into my thigh?
However, would you?
Nikki, come here. You're on that?
Yeah. Are you?
Nikki Z in the
house. I was just going to say, if someone's on it, to give me a call offline and I would talk to them.
I was,
you're
too.
You're on Ozempic. You look great, but I just met you, so
I'm,
I don't know how you look like.
Semaglutide. Right. But it's still a GLP-1, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to. They're all the same. I mean, it's like
aspirin. Right.
Do you give yourself a shot, though?
I do.
Wow. Every week?
Yep, once a week.
Right.
Yep.
And
it's not terrible at all.
Very sharp needles. Do you move it around your body?
Not the dull ones.
Right. Nope. No, you move it. No, they're small needles, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right.
You move it around thigh, stomach, shoulder.
Yeah. Nope, just primarily in the abdomen.
Ouch! Oh. That seems
like
that
would
really hurt.
I got enough insulation, though, bud. You're fine. You're fine.
Tell me, you have good energy, so it hasn't...
No, it hasn't zapped anything. It just has calmed the food noise. It's been amazing. Like, just, I had cravings all the time. Eat food.
I think
yum.
I'm doing it.
So you just eat less?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you still like...
Amazing.
Wow, do you still like cook and then you would throw it out? Or did you like cook? I love cooking.
That's my problem. Oh. I don't love cooking. Yep. All right,
we got to talk more about this.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right, we got to start a quick break. When we come back, somebody. We're talking Croc Center, International Festival. But Nikki, don't wander for...
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.